Each Tuesday, we turn to Michelle Singletary for financial tips. She writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for the Washington Post. And today's subject, one that Michelle loves, saving. Today, specifically saving for emergencies. Michelle, should you have a stash on the hand all the time? And if so, how big should it be?
You should absolutely have a stash. It's so important, particularly in this economic environment. As far as how much it should be, you should look at your budget. You have to start with looking at how much you pay every month for your expenses. And that's where you start to determine how much emergency cash you should have.
So you're not talking about $500 or something set aside.
That's right. It's much more than that in many cases. It's at a minimum 3 months of living expenses. And when I say living expenses, what it costs you to run your household every month. Your credit card bills, the dog vet if you take the dog to the vet a lot, your rug rats, what you pay for them. I mean, everything. So that if you lost your job, you could run your household for 3 months on that savings.
That's a lot of money to have put aside.
It is. And some experts say 6 months, and some say as much as a year if you're in an industry that is being downsized. So it can be a lot of money, and it's really tough for people to save that kind of money. But you know, start somewhere. You may not have 3 months, so just start with a month or even half a month. It's just a way to give you some breathing room in case something happens in your family.
And you also advise keeping some kinds of financial records that you should get together in order to start your emergency fund.
That's right. People always ask, well, how much should I have? And they want to just set a certain amount. But you really need to go through your bank statements, go through your credit card statements. Many, many people have no idea how much money goes out every month. They just write checks and hope everything balances out. But you can't do that. You really need to know. And that's how you begin to determine how much of emergency money you should have.
Where do you keep your emergency stash? I'm guessing not under the pillow or in the sock drawer or something.
That's right. You don't want to keep it under the mattress. You need to keep it in a bank. This is money you want to keep liquid. So this is not money you're going to invest. You want the money to be safe. So you want to look at perhaps a savings account, a CD, money market deposit accounts, or a money market mutual fund.
But those are all such low, they're all paying such low returns.
It's true. It's true. It's really sad. And people go crazy when you tell them to put their money. But this is money you want to be able to put your hands on quickly if something happens. So if you put it in something that you've got to cash out and perhaps the principal is going to be lost, it kind of defeats the purpose. So unfortunately, even though rates are low, this is where you want to put it. But listen, there are lots of deals out there. You can go on the internet and look for places that pay higher interest rates than perhaps your local bank.
How do you know when it's an emergency? I mean, how do you know when it's okay to spend some of that money that you've set aside?
Emergency is, say your car breaks down and you don't want to put it on your already overloaded credit card. That's an emergency. Not getting as much overtime and you need to tap into that to make up for your income. That's an emergency. The point is, this ought to be a pot of money that you don't just dip into because you fall short in your budget. You may want to even put it into a different account that you don't have an ATM card so that you're not tempted to tap into it.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She joins us each Tuesday. Thanks, Michelle.
You're so welcome.
And if you have questions for Michelle, you can email them to us. The address is daytoday@npr.org. Please put questions for Michelle in the subject line. Again, it's daytoday@npr.org. I'll note that we are already getting questions for Michelle, and she offers this caution. She cannot give specific investment advice, but she does have basic financial tips to offer.